This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
What was the origin of the virus that caused COVID-19? We know the answer. Finally, the government is willing to state the obvious. Michael Schellenberger and others report that multiple U.S. government officials interviewed now have identified the first people infected by the virus. When a source was asked how certain they were that these three scientists doing gain-of-function research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology are the patient zero, they were told 100%. Jim Garrity reminds us that the first report of the outbreak came in February of 2020. That Chinese report was written in part by two of the men mentioned in the U.S. government report. Also remember what happened when Dr. Li Wenliang tried to warn the international community. He was dragged into a police station and berated for rumor-mongering and for publishing untrue statements. A month later, he died of the virus. You know, in previous commentaries, I've expressed my disbelief that so few in the media seemed even curious about the origin of a virus that killed 23 million people worldwide. I realize that those numbers may be inflated, but at least we can agree that millions died and most of the media seems incurious. And the Chinese Communist government got away with lies and suppression in part because there were too many American companies doing business in China. Noah Rothman calls this the scandal of the century and laments that there are no consequences. The Chinese officials locked down a previously accessible public database, altered its data to hide the origin of the virus, and then took it offline altogether. It appears that the Chinese Communist Party got away with the scandal of the century. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free booklet on a biblical view on big data, go to viewpoints.info/data. That's viewpoints.info/data.